You see that fucking shit on bullshit online?
Yeah.
So crazy.
So crazy.
Man, what do you think about that?
Oh, my God.
What?
Whoa.
What the hell was that?
Who was that?
Guys.
Well, Bryce.
What's up?
Well, calm down.
What's
calm
up,
down.
Clone Bryce?
I'm trying to take a piss. I don't have a dick.
What?
What are you saying?
I don't have a dick.
No, okay, wait. We're live. We're live.
Show it. What do you mean you don't have a dick?
I went to go pee. I don't have a penis. I'm scared. I don't know where it is.
What?
What are you talking about?
No dick.
What?
What?
No cock. I don't have a cock. Where the fuck is my dick?
Well, you
is
know
it
the
you?
I didn't do anything with the dick.
You fucked with my dick. You fucked my dick.
I didn't
no,
fuck
no,
with
hey,
your dick.
Man, you know the cloning process is not. Hey, no. Okay, relax.
You know
I'm sure it's around here somewhere.
It's somewhere.
It's probably around here somewhere.
It's okay.
Dude, don't
it's
stress,
okay.
man. We're gonna find
it. It's gonna be
it,
okay.
Right? We're
gonna be okay,
it.
Dude. Just sit down, okay? We'll just.
I don't have a fucking dick.
It's we'll be around here somewhere.
Yeah, it'll turn up.
It'll turn up. We're gonna find your dick, bro.
Hey, man, we're not gonna stiff you, okay? We'll find your dick.
Yeah.
Is that a dick joke?
No.
It can't be hard to find it.
Yeah.
That was also a dick joke.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website,
TMGTales.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGTales.tv.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck. I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens. Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No! Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
Oh, dick.
Don't worry about it, dude. It's okay.
It's fine.
We're going to find it.
We'll find it. All right?
It's got to be... It's definitely around here somewhere.
It's at the top of my head.
Yeah,
just,
exactly.
It's there somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like it's right in front of our noses, you know? Or
yeah.
Behind our noses or something.
How
yeah.
You guys
it's
mess up a
here.
Dick?
No, it's we'll figure it out. Anyways, everybody.
You're down to stick around, though, and just kind of chill?
I'll chill for a little bit.
Okay.
Great. No, this is great. Everybody, we already had a guest plan, but I guess we have two. Our first guest is Bryce Hall. And our
clone Bryce.
Yeah, our clone Bryce, let's be very clear.
Yeah.
We had a second guest today, very special guy, Socialist Jesus.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call him. It's Hassan, everybody.
Hassan
Make some noise for some Hassan Piker.
Get in here.
He's even bigger in person. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, first thing I have to make a note of here is that you ordered cold brew.
I did.
For the people on the ship.
I did.
And so you got that one for yourself right there. Can you hold that up?
Yeah, hold that up.
It's crazy that they delivered to the spaceship. It's wild.
But why did you get me this one?
Okay.
To is this be a fair, kid's? Is this like a tall?
There's like four more of those in there because I felt bad ordering just like one Starbucks to a fucking spaceship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just rapidly click that. I guess I didn't get like a adequate size.
Why does that one say Cody on it?
It says Cody's special kid size.
Yeah, that's
why does it? That's weird.
Anyway, I got a bunch. I ordered a bunch. Because I was waiting for you guys.
Did you just say one Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah, like a singular Starbucks. What's up, man? I'm Hassan.
Hey, Bryce.
Nice to meet you. I guess I wasn't enough. I wasn't clouded enough that you were like, yo, let's bring some fucking TikTok numbers in here. That's crazy. The disrespect is so surreal to me currently. I've known both of these motherfuckers for like 10 years now. Okay? They walked in late, 30 minutes late,
hey,
15
man.
Minutes late.
10 minutes.
He's like 10 minutes late.
I'll own it. I was 30 minutes late.
Yeah, he's 30 minutes late. He's 10 minutes late.
I'm late because I know he's in. Late every time.
Yeah, yeah, he walked in. He's like, oh, yeah. Fuck you guys. And then immediately beams towards this guy. He's like, oh, my God. What a pleasure.
No. Let's be clear. I said dream come true.
Yeah, he said dream come true. I'm like,
Dream come true.
Are you fucking joking? Like, yeah. What am I doing here?
The disrespect is mutual. All right?
Yeah, fuck you.
All right, let's get a couple things out of the way. First of all, that's for calling me a bitch on Leftovers. Okay, that's number one.
Wait, what did he say?
He was like,
it was probably true, though.
Yeah, he said, invite me on the podcast, you bitch. And I was like, oh. I had people just messaging me, yo, who's someone called you a bitch? I'm like, not on my watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do look like a UFC fighter more every day.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Both of you guys are looking really. Are you guys on his plan? Like, what's happening?
I did one boxing match. I just did one.
You lift like crazy, don't you?
Not really.
Do you not?
I mean, I like
every picture I see of you on Twitter is you like posted up in the gym like posing.
Well, yeah. I mean, like,
no, that was
I
all made
out.
With fucking Mid Journey.
Yeah.
Bryce just uses AI art. He's like, I got to make some content. Yeah.
It's all
me
Photoshop.
Lifting extremely heavy. Let me push that shit out in the world.
I brought you guys gifts.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
You didn't.
Well, it's not really that big of a gift. I didn't get you anything.
I was about to say.
Hey, what do you mean by that? It's not that big of a gift, motherfucker. No.
Yeah,
that short joke?
No. What is that? Okay, first of all, I have been a long time supporter of Short King.
No, you have.
Okay,
you have.
I've rode for you guys. No, I went to Porsche earlier to get my car, and
is
I
this
wanted
Porsche, Porsche water.
I wanted to get you water? Porsche water. I wanted Beverly to get you guys Porsche. Porsche don't you feel? Don't you feel jealous
like,
right
I
now?
I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I feel like a dickhead.
I got one for you too. There you go.
How's it taste, dude?
Oh, it tastes German. That's not Porsche water. That's Porsche water.
Yeah, truly,
man.
Yeah, it's not even that good.
It's really not.
I was at the.
This
I was
is tap water.
They took my they took my car back. There was like a bunch of recalls or some shit, and I hadn't had it for like weeks. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'll go grab it. And then I saw that, and I was like, they will appreciate this Porsche water.
Yeah. Well, this is so kind of you to bring to us.
Yeah. What did you guys get me? Nothing.
Oh, what are you talking about? We got you screen time.
Yeah, thank you.
Dude, we got you.
Now I have to
we
share
got you exposure,
a,
dude.
Now we have to fucking share it with
we
a better looking
Bryce
dude.
Hall.
Yeah, we got you Bryce
we got
Hall,
you Bryce
dude.
Fucking Hall in the flesh.
Yeah,
how many
you.
Podcast guests give you gifts, though?
Yeah,
I mean, Brian J. Alvarez cut us each like a half a bar of gold, so.
Uh-huh.
Just straight up.
What
raw
the
gold.
Fuck?
Yeah,
okay, I can't perform like that.
I'm
That's
joking.
Insane.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Zach and Waleed brought us custom jackets.
Yeah.
Letterman jackets.
That was sick.
Is this so
this
is like
doing?
A normal thing? Yeah.
This is what we're doing
it's a normal thing for guests, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm so undermined right now. What is happening?
Bro, it's because you have... It's because
your
you
water
are,
sucks, bro.
No. You're trending every day on Twitter.
Yeah.
I made it a point in my mind. I'm like, today I'm going to make Hassan feel regular. That's it.
Yeah. I love that. But when I'm trending every day on Twitter, it's like, it's literally nothing I did.
Yeah.
It's always like people just either making shit up or just like misunderstanding or assuming that I'm involved in some other shit that I'm not involved in.
Yeah, I think people just find out you have a car every couple weeks.
No, that's why I brought the Porsche water so I could get trending again. Once this episode
wait, Hassan
launches,
has a Porsche?
A Porsche?
That's
that
motherfucker.
Yeah. It's crazy. It all started when, you know, I bought the house.
Yeah.
And then it was just like Hassan bought a house drama. Every single time.
Which you were going to give him shit for that, right?
Yeah, I was.
Because
I told you how to hide your address.
I did it.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. No, you did. And I did all of that.
Oh.
And it still fucking leaked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
How do they figure it out?
Dude, I don't know. I think they got like someone, you know, they're like bribing someone at like the county office or something. Like
that's creepy.
Yeah. I don't know. They work real hard, dude. It's crazy.
What is your address?
Yes, let me tell you, okay? But, you know, it was not great when that happened, but it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Someone called me a simp for shouting you out on the cutie episode.
Mm.
Yeah, they were like, fucking Noel is always calling out Hassan. What a simp.
What? You've never called me out.
Maybe like twice on the show.
No, but it's like in a friendly way.
Yeah.
That is pretty
simp. It's like we're friends.
You're
like a simpy way.
Yeah.
In like a friendly simpy way.
Yeah, it's kind of simpy. No, I think the pandemic broke people's brains, so like they only know like normal human interaction through internet terms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, what's up, dude? You simping?
Yeah.
Simping for your boys?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's sus, bro.
Yeah.
It's pretty sus. Caught you in 4K, man. It's like
damn.
Yeah, I've known these We're old.
How old are you guys?
We're all old. Yeah. Old. Let's not even talk about it, actually.
23.
No, yeah. Okay, let's hang on that for a second.
Bryce is 23.
That's insane.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
People are
just
born
jealous.
After we were born.
How old are you guys?
How old do you think we are?
42. No, how old do you think Cody
is? I'm 53.
I think Cody's like close to my age.
Like, oh, no.
25?
Oh, no. He just pointed Bryce. Only at him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. I'll take
what
that.
What about, no.
I will take that.
Like 35? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What about me? Well, how old do you think I am?
Like 26?
Oh, I love you, dude. Fucking my man.
That wasn't actually honest.
My man.
How old are you guys? You guys are making 26. It seem like you're...
That's what he said. Shut the fuck up. You shut your fucking mouth.
We found one of his insecurities.
Are you crazy? He said, no, I'm 31, man.
Are you 31?
Yeah,
same.
Ollie?
His face. He saw his face.
Wait, I didn't
He was like, oh, damn. These motherfuckers lame.
No, I literally didn't even want to look at his face when he said that.
He's the one sitting there with a dick coming out of the back of his head, and he's like, yeah.
Wait,
these fuckers
what?
Are lame as shit.
Wait, the dick's coming out of the back of his head?
I mean that metaphorically, like in a spiritual way. Yeah.
That's yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't even want to see his reaction. I looked directly at you because I wanted to shield myself from. I can't even look at him. He's 23.
I know, man.
That's bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
That's why you're always in the fucking gym, because that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
You're 23.
You got nothing else going on.
It matters at that age. Just gym.
Gym.
What
do you do in your spare time, Bryce?
I'm honestly like shooting a lot of movies.
Are you
actually? Yeah. You said that earlier, but you actually.
Yeah, like I was making a joke, but also like not really.
Damn. What? So sick to be 23 and just like, oh, I'm shooting a ton of movies.
Yeah, plural too. Like, yeah. Multiple
like obviously
movies?
The boxing career wasn't like for me. So they were like,
I think.
So they're like, yo, you're kind of good at like acting. Like, go for it.
Are you saying did you lose
the
boxing fight?
Yo,
it
was fucked up.
Did you dive?
Fucked up.
Is that
no,
why
no,
you're saying
I got
acting?
I got thrown on the ground.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was getting my ass kicked, don't get me wrong. Like,
okay.
I was fucking getting popped in the face. Austin McBroom.
So
what the fuck?
You didn't know
Yo,
that,
this,
bro? I don't fucking no. I don't know any of this shit, dude. I do
I'm
politics.
31.
Yeah. Hey guys. Yeah, I'm 31. Also, I do politics. Like, I recently got a TikTok. Like, I don't even look at it usually. I literally okay. You want to know how old I am? I look at TikTok and I'm like, this is market research because I'm like, this is a social media platform that's like. Exploding, right?
Oh my God, it's like the oldest conversation I've heard in my entire life.
I know.
Please
drink
stop.
Your Porsche water.
Yeah,
okay.
Let me drink my Porsche water.
This is market research. My kids are really into.
No, literally, like, straight up, like, I'm not even there because, like, I'm not there enthusiastically. Like, I'm there because I'm like, I have to. I'm an influencer. You know
it's just
I mean?
All you.
Well,
on TikTok, just clips of you.
Really?
At least that's my algorithm.
It's funny that you guys say that about your For You page. What's your For You page on TikTok?
I mean, now it's kind of like training videos, honestly.
Mine,
but I've been on TikTok once in the past like 3 months.
My algorithm changes every week. It's really weird.
Well, I just have to say, I opened TikTok last night for just a few minutes, and like the third video I saw was a shirtless man massaging a raw chicken. So.
Well, what does that say about you?
He wants
to cook.
Yeah. I just like weird
You're supposed to
Russian
chicken before
humor and like he's just sitting there like just trying to be funny just yeah.
Wait, this is my algorithm, the one I sent you. Hold on, I gotta send it. Keep talking because
well now you got us like ready for.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Well, I mean, I'll say my piece on TikTok algorithm. First of all, it knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah,
I think that's cliche at this point. Everybody knows that, but having said that, I throw curveballs because. Like you, I look at weird shit on TikTok. Like my favorite type of TikToks is like people living in like fucking communes in like Arkansas. Okay, is the correct pronunciation? Don't correct me on that. And they're like they literally like 87,000 IRS agents are coming to my house, dude.
I want
to
see that.
Yeah, and they're like I'm gonna shoot all of them, right? Like so I look at guys like that and it's like one like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it my algorithm was so busted for the longest time because like I also look at like hot girls. So then TikTok found the intersection of that, which was
hot girls and
Arkansas girls
who no,
want to shoot hot girls and guns.
No, straight up OnlyFans girls that were like trying to promote their OnlyFans by doing like duck hunting, but duck hunting themed OnlyFans.
What the?
Like country girls, like riding a fucking tractor like naked.
Dippers, but like hot look dippers.
At. Yeah.
What do you mean, hot lady dippers?
What do you mean?
You don't need the hot word.
Oh, that's like
okay. It's just lady dipper.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, no, they were like. Like, this girl would be on, like, a fucking, like, expensive piece of machinery, and she's like, I'm riding this today, like,
Bryce
on my
right
OnlyFans.
Okay.
No, but it's genius.
Send me that video.
Yeah. No, I wish I saved it, bro. It was so good, like, because it nailed me. I was like, damn, she's in Realtree. She's, like, going fishing, and she's, like, you know,
she's
actually.
She's in Realtree. Hassan, we have to get you outside.
Dude.
We have to get you outside.
Bro, I go outside sometimes.
Yeah, like, I don't believe it. I think Shit Camp is the most outside you've been in 12 months.
It was fucking great, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
But hold up. I want you guys to see this, because this shit 4. Killed
6
me.
6 million likes. Holy shit.
I know. That's a light day in the office for you, though, right, Bryce?
Huh?
That's a light day in the office?
He's like, yeah, I did that on a bicep curl video. Yeah.
look at how many
Yo, that's
boba.
Too much boba, bro.
Look at how many bobas are in there, dude.
Does he have a beard, or is that a tattoo?
It's a tattoo.
It's like it's like a mild
Yo,
tattoo.
That's awesome.
He has a beard cool tattoo.
He's really trying to get into this. Uh-oh, something's wrong. Wrong bobas, I think.
Yeah, normally he goes for the big boys.
Yeah. They put the small... Oh,
he's
God
pissed they put the little guys in there.
Bro, that's way too many boba.
This is that feeling when you've been having like a really shitty day and you're like looking forward to one specific thing.
Yeah.
You're looking forward to fucked
your,
up.
You're looking so forward to your big
confused
bobas.
With the concept
your big old
of
bobas.
Is.
Just wait.
Is that what it is? Is it tiny bobas? That's why he's pissed?
Yeah. I think he wants to suck down the big boys.
Yeah, he wants the big ones.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
What?
Now watch this, though.
You've never had a big, juicy boba? Oh, it's going to blow up on him.
He's got it in.
Oh, he's in
excellent
there.
Form.
So he's going to go for it anyways. He's like, well, maybe it's, you know, maybe they're still good. Okay. It's just not doing it.
Pretty upset.
He's pissed.
There's I would be, too.
Only one thing to do at this point.
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
What would you do?
Suck down the bobas, man. I'd finish that shit. I don't give a fuck.
He kind of does that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh. Bro,
I was wondering. I was like, why does this have 4.6 million likes? This has to be a crazy video.
Yeah.
He just fucking snorts boba.
I like that.
I thought it was so funny. Even without the snorting.
Yeah,
like
no.
How frustrated he is over this something so stupid.
I can't get over how many bobas was in that.
No,
hold up.
Funny part.
This is a bit of an inside joke, but Cody will sit through that, but he won't watch a fucking movie on a television. This motherfucker will sit. This fool will not watch a movie if I put a gun to his head.
Bro, that's why he thought he was 25, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
We got to be more Zoomer-like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. Zoomer. That was too long.
Just laughed at you.
Why'd he fucking laugh at that?
Because you called him Zoomer.
He is a Zoomer.
Yeah, but he's...
Is he not? I don't even know anymore.
But he doesn't... He's like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're
energy
old, bro.
Drink, gym, and girls.
Yeah, I don't fucking... I don't know.
Well, hold up. Okay, so you never saw Bryce's fight.
No.
I watched Gibb.
I don't even know anything about, fucking, like, the broom guy. I don't even know anything
broom
about
guy?
That. I just know,
you don't
like,
know anything about Awesome McBroom?
No, I just know, like...
He's the dude with the kids.
That's the family guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he, like, he's, like, kind of a grifter, right? That's what I know.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's, like, shady.
So, basically, him and Bryce fought. Bryce really sold it. Bryce was like, I've been in 40 street fights.
Like, I was memeing the whole thing, but, like, also just...
Wait, keep the mic close?
Just also just saying everything to get everyone to watch.
You couldn't beat that dude's ass?
Dude,
no,
I,
dude.
Like, I'm going to be honest. I was nervous. I was like...
No, Austin is
a walk outside. 30,000 people, like, are in the audience booing me. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But Austin's an athlete.
Yeah, too. Austin's actually an athlete. Like, he's actually very... It's a very challenging fight.
No, but the worst part was he got beat, and then you didn't get paid, right?
I was about to say, yeah, did he?
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, we're in, like, legal things, but, I mean, there's definitely been some payment.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But not the full thing.
Not the full promised amount.
Damn.
And it's been how long?
Over a year.
He beat your ass and he didn't pay you.
Right?
Yeah. That's
but hey, if you look at his last fight, he got $10,000 for his to get knocked out five times.
Yeah.
And then,
no, I thought it was seven.
It was five times, $10,000, and 200 people bought tickets to the event.
Yeah.
Gave away 1,000. And then pay-per-view, I'm guessing seven people.
Yeah.
Everyone else illegally streamed
it. Nah, dude, it was one guy who restreamed it to everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. Like, there's no.
I was the one guy who paid for it.
Oh, you're a big.
Oh yeah, no. I believe you should not.
I'm not even gonna lie. I was shocked.
You were shocked?
I was shocked he got dropped that many times.
Nah.
I mean,
man.
I knew that fight wasn't gonna sell, because like, no one was entertaining on the card, really.
But Big Gibber.
Gib, it's like.
Don't shrug Gib, bro.
I mean, like, but yeah, he's good. In the UK.
If it was the UK,
he would have sold out the stadium.
No, you're right. You're right. Sorry. You just mean like in terms of selling here.
Yeah, in the US, yeah. Like for the stadium.
Who is the Gibber?
Nissan Gib?
What?
Damn, you sound old as hell.
Bro, I don't know.
We need to get you off Twitch.
About. What are you talking about, bro?
I don't really know either, honestly.
It's a young dude.
I don't know Gib other than the fights with Jake.
Yeah.
Like Taylor and all them.
The big Gibber, you said. What
is seven-figure Gibber.
How big? Seven-figure Gibber.
How big?
What do you mean?
Like,
big is the Gibber?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not bigger than you. Like, if we're talking about Gibbers, you're the biggest Gibber.
Okay, good.
Okay,
I like to maintain that position.
Yeah, but Gib is just big Gib.
Okay.
He fought Austin. He fought Broomhead. Broomhead Sr. He beat the brakes off of Broomhead Sr.
Can we pull up a clip of that?
Yeah,
like
we're allowed to.
He beat his ass.
Dude, beat
like,
the fuck
are we gonna
out
get
of
like him. Copyrighted for this?
No. Okay, question for you guys.
Gib was the first one to fight Jake Paul.
Pro,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Question for you guys. Did Mick Broomface, did he fucking actually fake the breaking in his house or not?
Oh, we don't know about that.
Oh, I have no idea. When did that happen?
Damn, I know more than you guys do.
Oh, what here we go.
Fuck, yeah, I got the
I'm surprised
bitch.
Out of everything that Austin McBroom has done publicly, that's the one thing.
Yeah,
that
I know.
I just watched like one of those like
he's
video
the guy
essays.
That got his house broken into.
Yeah, we're like, what are you
no, because like it was a long sequence of like weird things that he's done, and it was like one of those things where he was like, oh man, we got our house broken into, YouTube face. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you know, they were saying it was suspicious, and it wasn't maybe real.
And you know what? Actually, no, maybe I shouldn't say this, but the reason why we met, or the reason why I got your number is because we have the same realtor.
Yeah.
He knows some crazy shit about their house.
Oh, really?
That they sold.
Oh yeah, the illegal loan.
Yeah,
and
they just
they just morphed two houses together?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, illegally.
And it's like too the most house. Expensive house in that area by like $8 million. It's like
they got a loan. They got a loan, used that money to combine two giant houses.
Why did they do that, I wonder? Like, what were they trying to fucking flip it later?
They
like,
weren't even allowed to
no,
live
No, I think
in
they
it.
Just wanted it for, like, you know,
that's
the videos.
Content. That's so much
they,
help.
They wanted to look like they were wealthier than they were, maybe? I don't know.
I
you know who's got a big house? Hassan Piker.
I was just about to say, yeah. Yeah, if we're talking about the most expensive houses, bro, like, obviously, what? Yeah. I'm right here.
You know who has the most expensive house?
The most. No one has had a house like this before.
It's Hassan Piker, dude.
Big garage for your Porsche, too.
Yeah. You going to get a second car?
No.
Just going to keep it to the one?
Do you like that car?
Yeah, I love it, actually. It's like, it was weird, but I got used to it. Like, at first, it was like an RC car. You know what I mean? You just hit the fucking gas pedal.
It's
and it
ironic
goes.
That you say that because you picked this up and you looked at it. First of all, I like how when you interact with things here, you look like a giant. Like you came into like our little hobbit home and you're literally holding it with two fingers and you're like, what is this?
Yeah, what I mean, but like.
Is this for an RC car?
Oh, okay. I just, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because. The size of that car is what your car looks like to you.
Yeah, it is. It's the only Porsche I can fit into other than like the dentist line. You know what I mean? Like the Panameras and all the other ones.
Yeah.
So I was
how tall are you?
I'm just 6'4". I'm not that tall.
That's pretty big. It's not. I'm only like 6'8".
No, I mean, that would be tall. I think 6'4 is like
the fucker. That's 4 inches.
So what is short?
Bryce, you can move it towards you.
Oh, yeah,
let's not get into that.
No.
Yeah, what is short?
Yeah, what is short?
Yeah. Okay, well, I think short is a mindset. That's what
nice.
I think.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Under
you know,
6 foot, yeah. You're saying?
No. No, I don't know. Like, fucking, dude, I never even think about it. Like, so I don't know. Oh, I mean, I would say, like, what? Like
you
five,
have
five?
Had sex with so many girls, you're just saying what they say. I don't even. No,
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
No, you're the perfect size.
Yeah. No,
I like your size. The big ones scare me.
Okay, to be fair, like, I guess
I have
like
had
five,
sex
five.
With a lot of women.
No, that's not.
To be fair,
about.
I have had a lot of sex.
A lot of country only fans girls.
Yeah, that was not what I was saying.
Okay, you said five,
how are
five.
You gonna rip me while he's right here?
Hey,
bro.
This conversation's about you.
He's literally
this conversation
like,
is got, about you
because we have dogged
TikTok pretty boy over here dogging
but
me about having sex with
women. We've dogged him out for many episodes.
Oh, okay.
And like, this conversation's about you. we're here to address the problem. You're fucking way too many girls.
That's not true. But that's not even true. That's not even true anymore. Like I just fucking
anymore.
I'm 31, man. I've lived a lot. I've lived a whole ass life more than you. You know. Listen.
Oh, this is great.
Listen.
This is good. Great.
Listen. All I'm saying is, I was 23 once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, but I stream too much. I don't have fucking time for any of that shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, I'm live 8 to 10 hours a
day.
Oh,
I know.
Does that not make you go insane? Like, are you totally, changed at all?
No, I was already insane. So it's like perfect for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You still enjoy it?
Yeah, I love it. I like, sometimes you get burnout, especially when you're like beefing with someone with like a larger community or a large community as well. And, you know, there's like, if there's like big drama or some shit, like, it starts wearing on you a little bit, ultimately, it's just, you know, I take a day off, I chill out, and then I come back. I legitimately love it.
Imagine taking a day off. Fucking old people shit, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I do 7 days a week, usually.
Do you go on vacation?
Not really. No.
What? You love it that much?
Yeah. I the moment I'm not enjoying it, I would just stop.
So like, you're doing 70 hours a week.
70? More than that sometimes.
That's child's play. 70. Yeah.
I love watching you guys interact because it's two hot people just kind of posturing at each other. And it's
so
really funny.
And different generations too. Yeah.
So for the entirety, like when COVID happened, in 2020, the entire year, I streamed 42% of the whole year. Like 42% of the entire year, I was on camera. Yeah. And then I think like
is that a statistic fact?
Yeah, like 100%.
How many hours in a year?
No, because there's a
I don't fucking know.
What's that site or is it just
that up?
Twitch Tracker?
Yeah, Twitch Tracker. Go to Twitch Tracker. It shows how many days.
I've lowered it now.
Like you're live.
How much money did you make?
You can find that out on the internet. As a matter of fact, people fucking because Twitch leaked like
whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Someone Twitch got
forgot about that.
Yeah, like I actually Googled that.
Yeah, Twitch got hacked.
I'm curious.
And unlike many of my peers, I'm one of the only people that like I don't really give a shit because I openly show my sub count anyway. Like you can just like literally calculate it in your mind if you want to figure it out.
Can we go to the little like lottery ticket layout where it has the little square punches? How do you get to that shit? Is that just at the bottom?
I don't even know, but basically,
wait, go up. 8,771 hours.
Yeah. You know what would be really funny is if Bryce was
chatting.
Like, how much do you make? And then Hassan said it, and then Bryce goes, wow, you streamed all year for that?
Yeah.
I'm just doing a movie.
Yeah, I was about to say, like,
you should try movies.
No, I made a lot of money in comparison to the average human being, which, you know, I was not that fucking long ago. You know what I mean?
We're just talking about that. Yeah. This is not the first time that we've done a podcast together.
No.
You
Where is the old episode, bro? Unearth that shit.
Dude, I took it down because I was like, I watched it back. I was like, I look like an idiot. Like, you look so smart, and I'm just sitting there the whole time being like, yeah, but
we did a
so
podcast.
Dumb.
How many years ago was it?
7, something like that.
It was crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, we met so long ago. We met like 10, 11 years ago. Yeah. You were literally a baby, bro. Like, when we fucking met, he was like
13, 12.
Yeah, he was like coming off Vine. He's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with my career. Like, still working at Full Screen, I think, right? Both of you guys.
Yeah.
And I remember we did like this thing. It was like you, me, Jimmy Tatro, and like a couple other people, which is wild because like a lot of people on that table popped off.
I know, right?
Yeah, that was a successful ass table 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 10 years ago, however many years.
Bryce is like, you guys were popping?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see you around.
Dude, yeah. I grew up watching you guys.
He's like, it's just crazy.
Not me though, but
I don't really watch Twitch.
Nah, don't worry. I was not on Twitch before. But I was always doing politics, so it's
no, wait, you did politics?
I still do politics. I'm a political commentator.
Wait, maybe cut that. I didn't know that.
No. That's hilarious.
That's
funny as fuck.
One of the funniest things to happen. Well, you know what? Hey, speaking of Twitch, it feels...
I feel like a dickhead for that.
I don't know. I feel like we can make this feel a little bit more at home for Hassan.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How?
Well, Hassan is so used to fielding random chatter and random people just interrupting his trains of thought. So I figured we would...
Oh, no.
Emulate that. So, chat, come on in here. Yeah, just wherever you like. Yeah, you just post up over there.
Oh, this
bro,
is
how
chat?
Many people did you bring into the fucking spaceship, dude?
I mean, we had to make it feel
get a W in the chat.
Real.
This is crazy.
Oh, wow.
You know, just generally.
Bro, you think this is my audience demographic?
I mean, you never know. You don't really know who's behind the user.
What
you know?
Is?
Could be
what
anyone.
Is your...
I feel Barbara is looking right at me right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we get a W in the chat?
W.
Nice.
This is madness. What you've done here?
Is it?
Bowser.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Monka can I ban
F.
them?
Monka S.
Monka W.
Yeah.
Three head.
L.
All right, yeah. Now just continue, Hassan.
All right. Well, I'm not going to thank him because I never would.
What were you saying about the being a political commentator? And-
anyway, yeah, I'm a political commentator. I've been doing it for a very long time.
L.
Yeah. Was that you?
No. What? That was the chat. No, keep going. Just keep going.
This
keep
is
going.
So crazy.
Keep going. No, just keep going. This You're is- fine.
I can't. Oh, my Both God.
What?
Bro, you're saying it.
No, I'm not. That was them.
Okay.
Yeah, just continue. With
anyway,
L.
I've been doing...
Who's it? It's a lot different when it's in person, isn't it?
It is a lot different. I tensed up immediately.
Go ahead, continue, like, continue. Sorry.
What's going on? But yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. And... And now I do it on Twitch. I used to do it on The Young Turks, which I'm sure you're not familiar. Wait, what did you think I did?
I thought you were a gamer.
You thought I was a gamer?
Yeah, you were. You said you trend on the. You said you were trending on Twitter all the time.
Three head.
L. Pepe laugh. So this is what your chat.
Bro, okay, this is not what my chat looks like though. If it was what my chat actually is like, there'd be motherfuckers in here being like, actually, you're like a bad person because you bought a house.
Actually, you're a bad person.
And then I would fucking click on, you, bring you to the fucking town square, and execute you, Samir. As all the other chatters doing manga W's. What?
All right. Chat, we'll retire you for now. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. Thank you for watching. have a great day.
They'll be back later. Don't worry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just gifted them all subs, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, guys.
Bro, that is it.
So what is your age demo?
Well, that is a wild. I mean, it's the largest.
15?
No. The largest the largest age group is like, I think it's like 18 to 25.
Yeah.
But it's gotten older actually, because I did the survey recently. I do it once a year, and the largest age group I have now is like 30 plus, which is crazy. But it's a very broad category. But it's at 28%, and then immediately after.
Wait, that's your largest?
My largest age
is
group
now over 30.
Is 30 plus? Yeah.
Holy
in comparison
fuck.
To, but that's 30 plus unlimited. You know what I mean?
Could
so
be.
Barbara is
could
in
be,
your
yeah, yeah
could
be. Like literally. No, I have like people's. Like other streamers would tell me, like my dad watches you sometimes. You know what I mean? Or my grandfather watches you and shit. It's crazy.
Do you get recognized in public when you go out in public, of course.
Yeah.
Like by older people?
No. Usually it's still heavily under 30.
Like the most I've ever.
I don't think grown people, for the most part, unless you're like fucking Leo,
like
or
go
something.
Up to somebody.
Yeah, I think yeah. they may just
you're
see you.
Leo.
I mean, a 30-year-old sees another famous 30-year-old. They're not going to be like, yo. They might just like tap their.
Yeah, not me. They might not you when you saw Bryce.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're fucking. How old are you, motherfucker?
I'm 22.
Yeah. Not according to him.
Yeah. Nah.
You know who I saw? Fucking, who's the Grey's Anatomy chick?
Mm-hmm.
No. Ellen Pompeo.
Where?
At Taverna Tony's.
And
Zooey Deschanel within like 2 seconds of each other.
What is, where?
Taverna Tony's?
What is that?
Dude.
Do you know what
incredible
that is,
incredible Greek place in Malibu.
No.
What did you say?
I said, do you know what that is? He said Grey's Anatomy. No, the restaurant he was at. What restaurant?
Taverna Tony's.
No.
No?
The fuck
do you,
is that?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Damn. It's in the country. Even, it's in the country, Mario. That's like in Malibu. That's where I last saw you.
Bro, that was the only time I was in Malibu.
Really?
Yes. The
no
one time
there.
I went to fucking. I mean, the one time
no
I went
one
to, Malibu,
to Malibu,
I saw
so
this
out of you know who goes to Malibu? Fucking Ellen Pompeo and Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, it turns out. And Cody Ko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was wild. Like the one time, because like I had just got in the car, my brother was like, "We got to do spirited driving," and I'm like, "I'm not like a car guy at all." But
bullshit.
Like, yeah.
You texted me, "I got a car. I'm a car guy now." So which one is it?
Okay, now I'm a car guy.
Okay,
which all right, is why I did spirited driving. And we went on the canyons and stuff, and it was kind of cool. And then we were like, "Oh, let's go to the Malibu car thing, or whatever."
Oh, cars and coffee.
Yeah.
And then you showed up, and everyone's like, "Nice golf cart, nerd."
No, hella people actually loved it. They thought it was super sick, which I was surprised by, because like there were some way cooler cars there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when I went there, I immediately Mr. Malibu over here fucking saw his ass, got him.
That's yeah. me,
Mr. Malibu.
You had the lechuga too, I think.
The lechuga?
The lettuce, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm finally.
What is lechuga? Is
you've
that
always had
Spanish?
Influencer hair though.
Yeah, you have like TikTok hair.
Now I do?
No, like you've always had TikTok hair.
Yeah. Always.
Like you could have been like a TikTok kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was a Vine kid, which is like literally TikTok before TikTok. Why is he laughing?
Why are you laughing?
Because he said you had the lettuce and you just the look on your face, like, what's lechuga?
I don't know what lechuga is.
Nah. He's gonna delete this episode too, bro. Stop. Don't make fun of Cody.
Nah, this is every week. This is every week. I fucking shame him.
Oh my God.
I like your lechuga.
Thank you. I grew it out myself.
That's nice lechuga, man.
Yeah.
Do you like mine?
I do. He's like it. Yeah. Yours is yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's
like
nice.
This one too.
Yeah. I don't know. I might fucking cut it. It's annoying.
You're looking a little Fabio. I miss your fucking old profile picture on Twitter with the jean jacket and your 6-inch high hair.
Yeah.
I did see a clip of you. Like yesterday you were trending, of course. And it said 30,000 tweets or
you
something.
You just trend
insane.
Every day.
So I was like, what the fuck I clicked.
He owns Twitter.
Awful.
Yeah.
Not
and I was a clip
way.
Of you. With
so
your
what?
Hair.
Like, if you tweeted something like semi-controversial right now, would you just go?
It wouldn't even
you?
Take that.
No, I would what just is, tweet something.
Like after
normal.
This podcast, he's probably going to trend.
I mean, he could. He could just.
I'm trending right now, but
are you serious?
Hassan,
what the fuck?
I think
talks in Spanish.
Bryce is like, yo. So tell me more about politics. Like,
yeah.
This trending shit sounds trending? Lit.
I mean, I won't post on my main account anymore. Like, something like really, really controversial.
Wait, because, hold up.
I got like fucking senators and shit following
no,
me.
No. Hold up. When here, Cutie look. Was here, she called
he's
you.
He's literally trending right now with 30,000 tweets.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's constantly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just is I'm it, on
your face, Bryce.
Yeah.
You're on the fucking news?
Yeah, I'm sometimes. Anyway,
shit.
Good for you.
Oh my God.
This is like an entirely different world.
I this is why I was so
he's
hyped.
Like, Twitter
for this
is a
today.
Platform? Like
dude,
what the fuck?
I was
people
so hyped.
These are like polar opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is people so write good. Stuff on the internet and other people read it. Like,
we have to make a podcast with you two. Oh my god, man! You guys can talk about, like, you know, international conflicts. Yeah. You could. Yeah. Bryce could
talk explain. About TikTok dances,
yeah. Dude. Yeah. But I want to know more about that shit. I do, cause, like,
well, I don't do TikTok dances.
You don't do TikTok? Not at all.
I used to.
So what do you do now? Like, what do you do on your TikTok?
Like, I fucking stitch shit, and I'll say like two words, and then people think it's funny.
That's crazy. See, that's what I'm saying. That's insane.
No,
bro,
but no.
Live for it, 10 hours.
Two
a
words.
Day.
That is, yeah. What I was just
I'm live for 10 hours a day, motherfucker. What do you mean, like?
I'll show you it's one to get like the premise okay. of like what I do.
Showing each other how they trend.
Yeah. So, like, I posted this yesterday.
Bryce Hall saw what is
there,
it?
Yeah, we got it on the TV.
Bryce Hall.
No,
Addison
do that.
Ray.
Do the other one. The Bryce Hall saw Addison Rae.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. Let's see what that is.
Bryce like nah, that one.
I know about
9 million.
8.5.
I know about the Addison Rae stuff. Addison Rae's dad, right? He's like
yeah. Wait, hold on. Watch this. Bryce Hall saw Addison Rae.
With her boyfriend for the first time after their breakup.
That's what he does, man.
Yep. I scream and then.
How many likes does that shit have?
Did that
1.2 million?
That's crazy. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
what's funny is it for Bryce, it's not even. He didn't even describe it as like telling jokes. He just said, I just say a couple words.
Yeah.
And it just goes
super
fucking viral.
I'll make a noise, and then everyone's like, W content.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro. I swear to God.
Just go look at some of the comments. Like, go look at my comments. My comments are bots. It's like, W.
Dude, you should start streaming.
A lot of girls, what are they saying? Like,
I'm responding, and I said, breathe air.
That's good. That's a good message that you...
Yeah.
Hey, Aiden's banned. You should take his place on Twitch, Bryce.
Aiden's not banned.
Is he banned?
Oh, I thought he was. Oh, he's back?
No, he's back. He's been back. Yeah.
Why was he banned?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't remember either. I think he might have been on a.
That's so crazy, Bryce. You have 23 million followers.
Yeah,
that's an
wild.
Absurd number,
yeah.
Man.
That is a pretty crazy number.
Yeah.
Common TikTok. Bryce W. Oh.
Yeah.
That fucked with the sound. That was so good.
I thought dude, chat was in there.
No, do it again.
What?
Is this live?
Do it again.
Calling Bryce Stubble.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. That is an insanely different part of the world. I do literally the exact opposite of what you do. I talk about politics for like 4 to 5 hours at least every day.
Yeah.
Like about the news and what's going on in the world. Yeah, he's already, even when I'm describing it, he's like,
Bryce is like, yeah, this shit sucks.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Whatever you're saying, this blows.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just stop
it. But like, if you think about it, like from what I do, if I try to describe it to like, I don't know, fucking Don Lemon, he'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You fucking, what? You let people yell at you while you're like covering the news? That's insane.
I wanted to call Tim Dillon just to get you guys to chat, but
I love Tim.
Yeah, have you talked to him before?
I've never talked to him in person. I know, I mean, we have like a lot of mutuals, and sometimes I say some like cool shit that I'm like, I agree with, and then other times I'm like, oh God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like, I mean, I respect it. When you do comedy, sometimes you're funny, sometimes you're not.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Like I
whoops.
Why did you?
No, it's
no. Why'd you do that?
No, it's fine.
Anyway, yeah, no, but as everybody knows, sometimes when you do comedy, you flop a little bit, and when you flop or when you're testing new material, or whatever, sometimes it's not great. But no, I've never talked to him in person. He's always complaining about how I'm trending on Twitter.
Yeah,
day,
no, that's why. Yeah,
but
we all hate you because you're so you have it in a chokehold.
It's not good. I promise you. I don't like.
Can't believe how casually we're just saying he trends every day.
Yeah.
No, but it's not a good thing. Like, it's not a good thing. I don't know why people think it's a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. But fuck all that. When last time Cutie was here, she called you, and you didn't answer.
You want me to call?
Or no, you did answer. Yeah, sorry, you did answer. So now it's time to see.
And see if she picks up as quickly.
Just a weird flex, but I like butt dialed Ludwig on the way over here, and he picked up immediately. I canceled the call, and he picked up immediately. And call.
Oh, straight to voicemail.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Wow.
Straight to
voicemail.
Not even
straight
one
to
ring.
Yeah. Wait, let me see that again. What the fuck? Is that normal? No, it's calling now.
Service in space.
Should immediately say you're on a podcast.
Ring.
Come on.
Four ring.
It's not gonna happen.
I don't think
it's not gonna happen.
We got five ring.
At the tone.
So, voicemail.
Wow. Went two times. Voicemail.
Rough.
Two times.
That's an L. That's a common Hassan L.
What about Ludwig?
You want me to call him right now? Hold on. I mean, we said we were going to talk again in a little bit, so it's a little bit like cheating, but maybe he won't pick up this time. We'll see. What are you? Are you going to call Cutie now? It's like texting her.
Your call has been...
No! Got ignored.
He hit me with a decline.
What if they're smashing right now?
What
if they're porking right
they're
now?
Smashing. That's the funniest way to describe a couple of many years having sex with one another.
Yeah,
yo,
they're
working. Yo, my boy's hitting it.
Yeah,
dude.
yeah. After,
my girl's piping.
Yeah, probably after five. They've been together 4 or 5 years.
No, it's been a while.
Longer or less?
No, I think it's been less than 5 years, but. You know, they've been.
After how many?
You can't really say.
Yeah, after how many years is it not smashing anymore?
Exactly. It's more of like a scheduled procedure.
Is that how it works?
About that time on the cow.
Yeah. I set aside 3 minutes for us to fuck before.
David says pork.
Yeah,
on
he's like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Wait, you guys don't smash? Like
Bryce is
egg?
Like, I just go on Hinge and I just kind of like say a couple words.
I've never used a dating app.
Yeah, bro, your fucking TikTok has 22 million followers. What do you mean?
Even crazier of a flex, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just go outside.
Like, I don't know why
people like these dating apps. I think in person is just so much better. Like, just go out there. Like, they will come.
Just
to
say
you.
Hey. And
walk outside. Like, women are throwing their bras at them. Slapping them in the face with their panties. I don't know. Isn't that
your experience as well? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. That's weird, man. That's crazy.
Swear it's not.
Bryce,
like that.
What's the most obscure place you've met a woman?
That you've ended up having sex with.
Well, we don't have to caveat that, goddammit.
I mean, it's usually like always at functions.
What does that even mean? What
like fucking,
what?
You
does
know?
What even mean?
Like fucking like parties and shit.
A function?
Yeah.
Yeah, the house party. He doesn't get
not
function.
Even house party, like a club.
Bitch, you don't either. Shut up.
I know what a function is.
Okay, dude.
That's an old ass word.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they brought function it back.
Like a corporate.
Me.
Like conference.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he said function, I thought like Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
That's where I went with it.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's not what he meant. No, he meant like a house party.
It ain't a function.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just meet girls at these parties?
Or if I see them on Instagram, I like slide in the DMs.
What's your go-to?
Hey.
How do you break the ice? Hey.
Shut the fuck up. And then what?
Then they say, hey. And if they usually do 2-3 whys, I'm like, I'm in. You in LA? ? Yes, I am.
Okay,
let's hang.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
damn.
I mean, it's like
this fool is speed running DMs.
Yeah. I mean, it helps. Like, yeah,
so this will be tool assisted. I'm just gonna use the least amount of phrases to get the digits, and on the clock, hi.
Yeah,
and she gave them
time. 2 seconds. Yeah. That's a PB for me, guys.
Oh my god!
There's so many dudes in their cars right now listening to this that are like, "I fucking hate Bryce."
Yeah,
fuck you, dude.
It feels good. It feels good when someone else is getting this shit. Yeah, you, man. It's fucking bullshit that's happening.
You know, there's dudes out there just grinding. Tinder and Hinge all day, every day.
Oh, it's World of Warcraft.
Finally, a match.
It's World of
Warcraft.
Okay,
what do I say? What do I say? And then he goes on, I've never used a dating app before.
Dating app?
Yeah,
you mean walking outside?
Instagram, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you just mean like DMs, right? Dating, dating app.
TikTok.
Where's the A? Where's the M go?
Yeah, that's what DM stands for.
You don't have
dating messages?
No.
Damn.
I was on that when I was like 17, 18.
I don't even know if that's legal, bro. What the fuck?
I mean, I was 18.
Oh.
Jesus. So, wait. Oh, that's like last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was 18.
Hey, there it is. So, I'm firing up.
Yeah.
No, and then I stopped using it when they like tried to make me pay. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
No one makes Bryce Hall pay.
No, it's not even that. It's like, why would I pay to be on a dating app? That's like,
I can just go outside and just meet girls in person. Yeah.
I can, you know, I'm saying hey on the app. I'm saying hey on Instagram. It's just a different app I'm saying hey on. What the fuck?
I just need an app to say hey. There should be an app called Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just say
it's
just, hey.
You say hey, she says hey with three Y's. And then it's on.
That's it. Yeah. I don't know why not, people make dating so complicated.
Is that was that not your experiences when you were younger and single?
No.
When I was single, I tried to get on Raya and they waitlisted me and it just never happened.
L. Did he see your fucking e-boy?
You know what's funny?
I know, right?
I remember him being mad about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember someone brought up Ryan, like, and he's just so pissed. He's like, I'm on the wait list.
I think I was talking to Jimmy and he was like, yeah, you should get on Ryan. And I was like, I'm trying, man.
They're like, yeah, not
you know
enough.
Someone there? Yeah.
On your application, like 5'8".
Doesn't matter
yeah,
how famous you are.
Low probabilities here.
Isn't that what Raya is? It's for like famous people?
It's
quote unquote.
I mean, when I was on there, I saw like a few Instagram models.
Yeah.
But then everyone else is like, I don't know.
No, I was on it for years, like when it first came out. It used to be like it used to have like a like an actual council of people that like chose to let you into the app and shit.
What?
Way back when it first launched.
A council.
They would just like pick like users that I guess the founder knew or something. I know because like my ex-girlfriend before we started dating at the time was one of those people because I was waitlisted as well. And she wanted to make a big show of like how like, oh, we're not that serious. Like, I'll get you on Raya. And then we started dating and then she was not happy.
She got you on there?
Yeah.
And then she was like, why did I do that?
Yeah, she was not happy about that. But, man. You know, but yeah, I've had it for like fucking, I don't know how many. I had it since he was like 12.
It's been around that long?
No, it hasn't been around that long. I think it's like 5-6 years maybe.
Speaking of.
But now it's like they open it up to everyone because they're trying to make money.
Now you can get on. So now,
yeah, exactly.
If you want.
Now
it's too late.
It's fine.
But,
yeah, I'm getting married. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Just, yeah, just go to
the we accept everyone, literally everyone to this app.
Yeah. Just do friends only mode.
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
Bros.
They do have that, which is like. Really? Like,
yeah, I'd be very weary of someone who's on Raya being like, I just want to make friends.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you about to say?
Yeah, you want to you're like friends only until Bryce says hey. And then he's no longer friends only.
You're just a dude like, yo, Bryce Hall just fucking
he's messing me. Just hey, how many Y's should I put?
Yeah. I don't know, man. You don't want to come off thirsty, but like I definitely want to chill.
Yeah.
Definitely want to go for a beer or something. So,
2 Y's?
Maybe what about what's good? That's
Yeah. Do you guys see the shit with Adam Levine and that Instagram model?
Dude, yeah. Sumner?
So, she like posted some TikTok and was like, I've been having an affair.
Sumner?
Sumner, her name is.
Sumner?
No, but this is the craziest part. So she came on TikTok and was like, I've been having an affair with Adam Levine. He's married. He has 2 kids. And the reason why she made the video is because he reached out like after their affair had ended or something like that. Like a couple months later, he DM'd her again and was like, hey, I'm having a 3rd child. And I want to name it Sumner.
That's the wackest name to try to name your child. What the fuck? That makes it so much worse. If she had like a cool name.
No, and the worst part, you're free to, it was a boy. He said it was a boy.
Yeah.
I have a new baby boy coming. Can I name it Sumner?
Yeah. I mean, I think the worst part is that he's naming his child
after
his mistress, no?
Yeah, but also it's a whack name too. Like if it was like a cool name, I don't know, like then it's like
what? What?
Yo, what name would you pick?
I don't know. That's
Chad?
A good question.
Yeah.
Chad is a cool name
like
for you?
Nick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something, yeah, something.
Yeah.
One syllable?
Uncommon.
Something cool like Hassan.
Yeah.
You know, so you can get stop at TSA every time.
Yeah.
Like super chill. It's like a perk. It comes along with it, you know?
Stopping power.
Yeah. That is wild.
Yeah, what name would you pick?
What name would I pick?
You're over here bagging on Sumner.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Sumner is a hard name to say.
Yeah. Is it Summer? Is it Sunner? Like,
it's Sumner.
Why is it both?
It's Sumner.
Those two letters shouldn't be next to each other.
I've never heard that.
There.
There's
something
there.
There's something there for sure.
Yeah. No, you know, yeah, you know it's a horrible name?
What?
Some girl this weekend, I was in fucking Des Moines.
I'm stating that because like I think it's
some D's. That's what I would name the child.
Yeah.
D's.
Sorry,
what?
Go ahead. Some D's nuts.
So I'm like kind of roasting this girl, and I say, "What's your name?" And she goes, "Abriel." I say, hold on. I say, "Abriel?" She's like, "Yeah, like Gabriel without the G." I'm like, "You were 1,000% a mistake. Like, he did not plan." I'm like, "That's so fucked. You were born, and your dad just looked at you and was like, what about Abriel?" You know what I mean? Like, no effort.
Yeah.
They wanted a boy with the name Gabriel, yeah. And they were like, "Yeah, just knock the G off. Yeah, fuck it." Yeah. That's what they do. Like, the naming conventions of the South is so awesome because, like you immediately know that the father wanted a boy if the daughter's name is, if the girl's name is Peyton. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I know what's going on here. Blake. I mean, I guess Blake is like unisex now.
Or the inverse dude's name, Ashley.
Yeah. Or Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's Bryce.
Bryce is a unisex name.
Bryce is now a unisex name, but I thought it was a fucking dude name the entire time. But there's like,
how do you feel about that?
Unisex AF.
Yeah. Wow, he's
You're
so woke.
Unisex AF.
I'm woke.
He's fucking so woke, dude. That's holy woke, shit.
Yeah.
Got to get this guy on the podcast.
Bryce is like, I'll fuck a girl named Bryce.
Damn, dude.
Say my own name during sex. What could be better?
Sick. We have a Bryce-um.
Yeah.
How do you guys just go off of each other?
Well, you don't go off of each other, okay? Let's fucking stop being sus, dude. Caught in 4K. Ew.
Ew, dude. Got him. Fucking weird.
Oh, Bryce.
Fuck.
Is this horrible, Bryce, that like you used to watch this on your phone and you're like, now I'm here and they're just doing this to me
in
person?
Like, yeah. I feel like Maddie smokes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so mean to Maddie when I see him. But he does.
Is he still a thing?
Yeah, he's alive.
Smokes, yeah.
He definitely exists.
He's a
like,
human
is he still
being?
Making
yeah.
vape videos? I mean,
yeah, no,
he still does. Yeah,
shout out to his boy Liam. His boy Liam is a super hustler. He's got like 2 YouTube channels. He fucking uploads like every day. He's got brand deals. He like makes them for himself. Maddie, on the other hand, has no work ethic. And I've told this to his face. And Maddie, if you're watching this, get off your fucking ass and maybe edit something for once in your life.
Jesus,
you know what's crazy?
Love for the boy.
No, you know what's crazy? Remember when we met up with him the last time?
Mm-hmm.
And he filmed us?
Yeah.
And I said to his camera, I'm saying whatever, but it doesn't matter because Maddie's so fucking lazy, he won't ever edit this into a video.
And did he not?
When he came to see me in Vancouver, he had that same memory card with that same clip. And
maybe
I said the same thing.
Maybe he's still editing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo,
that
yeah.
shit takes time.
It'll come out next year.
Yeah. Next year. 2 years from now, he's going to have a compilation of you saying that.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's going to, 17 million views. And then Bryce will fucking.
He pulled up his YouTube.
Yeah.
See, and then, the thing and then is, like.
Gonna, and then he's going to react to it and be like, huh. Yeah. And then that'll get 50 million.
90 yeah.
million
yeah.
views. People are like, what the fuck? I can't believe it.
W.
Comment Bryce W. That's fucking crazy.
Bryce, you got to do reaction videos on YouTube and make them less than 3 words every time. Play the whole 19 minute video at the end and then go,
LOL.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
End card. Oh my God, Bryce, you're just so
You
funny.
Have a way with words.
Just launches my reaction channel. Yeah. It's just the
Yo,
words.
Dude, like no homo, but like I definitely want to chill with you.
All the comments are hey.
Yo, I heard you like it when there's like 3 Y's. Hey. No homo, but homo, like you're cool.
Yeah, it's
down to experiment,
like,
whatever.
Let's figure out our sexuality
real
quick.
You said you were equal opportunity is fine. Like
you said you're unisex AF, yeah. That's good.
The world of vape content is just exploding. So like,
wait, is
Maddie?
It?
No, I would doubt
you said it.
Still
fucking doing it.
It's exploding.
No, you know what's insane is him and Liam have like cornered it.
Yeah,
like they are.
Is that Liam the other one?
Yeah.
Yo,
kid's just yoke now. Kid is as
like,
big
who
as
the
you.
Fuck,
yeah,
who
buddy.
Watches
yeah,
vape
buddy.
Content
yeah, buddy.
In 2022.
A lot of them.
Other than you guys.
Which one's Liam? The one in the back?
Yeah.
Yo, what is good, you guys?
He went from like $1.30 to like $1.60, $1.70.
Wait, he says, helping my friend quit cigarettes with a vape? Dude, that's like, Aren't vapes really fucking bad? And like,
I think they're probably just as bad.
Yeah, they're like more accessible. They got like all the fucking weird colors and shit. Even Trump,
yeah, but they taste
even
good,
Trump
dude. Stop ruining a good time.
No. I'm super on board. As you know, I love all devices. I'm a big fan of every vice. Gambling, so it's my shit.
I was gonna fucking
big,
say.
Yeah.
You got any thoughts on gambling?
Yeah. Big fan of gambling. I saw that. That's why I was segueing for you. You know. I got you. But yeah, no, we got some gambling drama going on the platform. You hear about this?
Oh yeah.
Dude, dude, there's this one guy that like knows everyone on the platform. He's like one of the streamers on the platform. He conned people out of like at the minimum $300,000 over the course of multiple years where he would just like reach out to everybody.
Like individually.
How?
Like
individually.
And his fans?
Yeah. Yeah. And his fans. There was one fan that was undergoing chemotherapy that he was like literally asking for money. His name is Slicker.
But why?
Because he had a gambling addiction.
Because he has a gambling addiction.
So he would just go like basically just beg for money from his fans.
Like, yeah, on his
like
Discord.
Privately.
He would make stuff up and be like, oh, you know, I'm locked out of my bank account. Like he asked me all the way back in 2020. And he was like, hey, man, you know, Twitch is not paying me out this month. Like, you know, I feel really awkward asking for this, but like, No, he doesn't even do gambling streams. Can you lend me like $500?
He gambles? Right,
just like, dude, just take the steak money. What are you doing?
Like, yeah. I mean, steak is friggin'.
Wait, he has a gambling addiction, but he doesn't gamble on stream?
No, he doesn't.
That's a true.
Yeah. Opinion. But I think, okay, get this. After all this shit came out, I think Steak literally was like, yeah, we'll give you a sponsorship.
No!
So you can make money to pay the fancy fucking milk. Like, it's insane. It's insane. Yeah. It's really fucked up. But, you know, a lot of people were conned by this, but, like, you know, Steak is a major sponsor on the platform. Like, they're all the top content creators are, like, fucking, you know,
how much do they make?
Degenerate gamblers.
From
Steak. Bro, they're making, like...
millions a month, right?
More.
Trillions a month?
They're paying creators millions a month.
Yeah, no, they're paying like individual content creators depending millions. On like how big their audiences are. Because I remember like when Aiden Ross's contract leaked, because he's a fucking dummy who like doesn't know how to do Discord on stream. So he just like, boom, showed the conversation he had. And he was telling one gambling sponsor to fuck off because the other one was only offering like $2 million a month.
Jesus.
And like,
Steve will do it shits on all of them.
How much does he make?
I've heard some numbers, obviously, like, it's not, like, public knowledge, but it's somewhere around, like, the 10 mil plus a month.
No, there's more. That's not even... Oh, 10 mil a month?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Wait, no. Okay, if you
look at Steve Will Do It's, like, it was before they got banned.
Yo, pull up Steak right now. Let's make an account.
Yo, chat, how do you feel about this? Chat, come on back in. Chat, how do you feel about gambling? Let's just get you all in here.
Oh, Jesus. I'm about to duke it out with the...
we're just going to... Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Let's just get the chat back in here and just
Common
see.
Bryce Hay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good to see you, chat.
What's up, guys? What are we thinking about gambling today?
L. Thank you guys so much for watching. Chat, keep bits. Those L's going.
L. Yeah.
We'll see you all in the next episode. What a good time this was.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you guys for coming. Thanks,
yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you have to go stream?
I mean, yeah. We were just vibing. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go try to find my dick.
All right.
This week on the Bone Zone.
I'm your husband's gay lover.
Yeah, you can see on his page, he got a little pretty good right there.
Yeah, a little bit of that sweet semen.
It might be a little
Jack.
Bit.
Oh my gosh!
I just killed a bird and ate it.
I just caught a street cat with my bare hands.
And I fucking skinned it.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.